Paul Sackett's Good News Planet. I'm speaking to Michelle Harris. Hi, Michelle. How are you?
I'm doing great, thank you. And I hope you're having a wonderful day.
I'm having a wonderful day. And this Michelle Harris is, I mean, I just made the sound a little louder because I got a little bit of an echo. But Michelle's really actually a pro, so she should probably be doing the interview. You can ask yourself the questions and you can answer them. And I'll just pay attention and listen what's going on here. So,
well, I know today we're here to talk about how you can create a spa right in your own home. And that's okay. What everyone needs right now, don't they?
They sure do. I agree. I have a sauna right here next to me. I do.
That's awesome. So,
portable
one.
Everyone
just needs a little bit of self-care to show themselves a little bit of love and pampering. And that in turn makes everything better. You're able to do more for everyone around you. So today we're just going to do some tips on how you can bring those spa elements into your home. And I'm going to kick it off with one of my favorite things.
Okay, do me a favor. Make the sound just a little bit louder if you can for yourself.
Okay.
Because you have such a pretty voice and I want to hear it a little more clear, especially now we're up to the real good stuff, the spa stuff, and okay, Making our lives more pleasant and relaxing and wonderful and fantastic. And she's in California and I'm here in New York. So we're like coastal, bi-coastal interview.
Is that better for you, Paul?
It is. You got a little echo on it, but it's all okay. We're going to go with it all. We're going to play it back because, you know, this is the way life is. It could very well be here because since we had a hurricane here last week or so, this audio and sound and the phone frequencies have taken on a new look.
Well, I've kind of had to get used to that. The new way we're doing things is not the same as we do it on our television show. So we're going to have, you know, little technical things that come in, but it's awesome that we're able to connect with people like this.
I agree. And where are you in Los Angeles?
I actually live just outside of LA and live out by the beach in Orange County.
Well, you're in Orange County. Okay.
Yes, all right. We shoot Alive and Well in LA, and we used to live in LA proper, but now we live in a wonderful seaside community where my husband can go and surf all the time.
No, I can understand that. I did a show. Where did I do that show? Because I used to manage Television City in the early 70s and Fairfax and Beverly, CBS Television.
Oh, very nice. Okay.
I'm doing this a long time. That was with a heyday, All in the Family, Sonny and Cher, Carol Burnett, all those shows, and assistant manager. But then I did a show called The Brain Series, and we did that down at San Luis Obispo in one of the communities over there with a guy named Greg Louganis. And Greg was a famous diver off of a high board, and we put the camera on his feet to show how much the brain makes, you know, every movement in our lives. And it's similar to you moving close to the water, right? You know, the water also has an effect on our lives. What do you think?
Oh, I definitely think that. Yes, it's great being, I mean, California is wonderful, but if you can be near the water, it's just so relaxing. And I love being here. You can't beat it.
Tell me about your TV show and then we can talk spa talk.
All right. So, well, Alive and Well is a wellness-oriented lifestyle television show. So this is pretty much what we do. We show people how to look better and feel better. And during these times, it's even more important that we get out that information. And we are syndicated nationwide.
Great. And it's syndicated on what channels and how'd you move that forward? So are you on a TV channel?
We're on a bunch of different affiliates, so you should probably check your local listings and, you know, DirecTV, different cable, broadcast, everything.
Oh, beautiful. Well, isn't there a website also we can go to?
Yes, you can go to aliveandwell.tv and you can click to all our social media platforms through there too.
Michelle, you've been doing this for a while. Is this your thing?
Yes. I love it. I'm so lucky.
What do you love about it?
Well, I love helping people. That's really why we started doing it. I wanted people to be healthier And just being able to promote a healthy lifestyle is wonderful. We're the only national show that's really doing that.
Okay. All right. Well, we try with our good news to do that as well, because look who I'm interviewing now. If somebody hears you, they're going to be inspired just like that. 1, 2, 3, because you're an inspirational person. You're somebody
And thank you for getting out the good news. I'm a big believer in that. With everything going on, we need some positive things. And there are still positive things, and that kind of gives you the ammo for everything else.
Well, it does. I think your brain, it grows with positive reinforcement and all those kinds of things. Bernie Siegel used to say on his pad, as Dr. Bernie Siegel, love is actually increases your endorphins. And it really is actually scientifically proven that positive thinking in life definitely increases your health and in many cases your wealth too, because you're calmer, you're looking at life differently. So if we were gonna make our home, is it a spa? Is that what we're going to do? Possibly.
Yeah, we're going to bring in spa elements into our homes, and it's easy and not expensive and fun.
All right, let's go for it. What will we do first?
So do you like to go to the spa, right?
I do.
Of course,
yeah,
you have a sauna right in your office.
In my house, I have a sauna.
Yes. Okay, so you're a spa person, so you'll appreciate this. If you're going to the spa, they usually kick it off with some kind of really healthy and great tasting beverage. So I've created my own wellness shot. And what I have here is a Sambucol Black Elderberry wellness shot. And black elderberry is really high in antioxidants, so it helps to support a healthy immune system. That's All right. great thing about black elderberry. So it's a Sambucol Black Elderberry syrup. And it also tastes really, really yummy. And we're just adding it into some pineapple juice, which is great for digestion. It has a lot of digestive enzymes. And also I just added a little dash of lemon, because lemon helps to detoxify your system. So, and there we go. Look how cute that is too. Isn't that pretty?
It's the cutest. I'm looking
but it's also really healthy and it tastes delicious. So that's how you're going to kick off your at-home spa experience.
Okay, that's a good one. I wonder, let me ask you a question, because I'm trying to figure out what to do with apple cider vinegar that tastes terrible. And I don't know if you know much about that, but I know I've lost a lot of weight when I did use it. And I've lost a lot of weight with lemons as well. But because they're alkaline, not acidic. They're acidic, but when you eat them, they're alkaline.
Exactly. Most people don't realize they think lemon is acidic, but it does help your body to get to a more alkaline state.
Do you have any thought on apple cider vinegar? I'm trying to figure it out.
I think it's a wonderful thing. It doesn't necessarily have the greatest taste, like you were saying. So there are some different ways you can take apple cider vinegar that taste a little bit better, but it's hard. It's so pungent that it's hard to really create a drink that's going to cover that up.
Yeah, I try to.
There's some gummies out there that you can try.
I've heard about them. Yes.
So that's what I would recommend, is trying one of the gummy products, because they are going to taste a lot better than just trying to drink it. Hey, you can do a shot of it. It's not going to taste great, but you're just doing it for the medicinal properties. This is something that's yummy and healthy.
That's really a good one. Okay, what's next on this spa?
So next, when you go into a spa, usually you have that relaxing, tranquil music. So most people may not know this, but so many people have Amazon Prime. You can go right on Amazon Prime, have rainforest sounds, river sounds, any type of really those relaxing spa music. And also, if you happen to be a subscriber to Sirius or XM, they also have all these calming downloads that you can do. So that's another way. We're kind of setting the stage with all of this, so you feel like it is a spa experience. You want to get that music going, and then at the same time have a fluffy robe, fluffy towels, and also make sure your space is decluttered. Clutter is pretty stressful, don't you think?
Oh, 100%. It's very.
That's why I didn't do this in my office. My office can get a little cluttered. So whatever space you're going to utilize, even if it's just your bathroom, get everything cleared and put away, so you can just start with the relaxing place. And then another thing, I'm guessing you're a guy who has an aromatherapy diffuser, right?
Well, I've done aromatherapy, but I think I might be lacking a diffuser aromatherapy, but I might be getting aromatherapy massage this afternoon. So,
excellent. That's a great way to utilize aromatherapy.
Yeah. So, I'm into all of this, that stuff. I'm actually I'm a yogi. I'm a yoga instructor. So I'm the whole thing. I like all this stuff. I'm a spiritual minister also. So,
very cool.
This is my thing. We were talking my thing, but what is this? I never heard of this diffuser thing. What is that?
Well, so if you don't have a diffuser, this is a stress mist and it contains lavender. Just do a little squirt. That always smells so good. And lavender, as you know, is very relaxing. So your massage, they may use some lavender in your massage. I like it in a diffuser. You can use one of these mists, but it's going to create that spa-like atmosphere.
I'm such a silly guy. You know why I'm laughing? Are you saying that a mister, like what you have, is also, I just show how stupid I am. That's also called a diffuser? I don't know what a diffuser is.
No, a diffuser is a device. Oh, a device. And then you just buy each aromatherapy oil that you like, and you put it into the diffuser.
Don't ask me to spell anything.
So it's really easy. And the diffusers are pretty inexpensive. This is great because you can travel with it. You can keep it by your bedside if you don't have a diffuser. It's just a mixed mist. And you can get them in any formulation. You can get ones that have peppermint that are a little bit more stimulating. I like the stress ones, and I just love lavender anyhow.
Oh, lavender is beautiful. I have a lot of lavender around. In fact, I have lavender in the bathroom. But my question, I'm such a stupid. What makes it a diffuser besides different than a mist? I mean, a mister. I mean, is it the same?
Well, this is just like a spray. It's just a regular spray. You can even create your own. A diffuser is something where you get, it's actually a little device, and you get the aromatherapy oils, you put them in, and that creates
And it blows it out of the thing.
Yes, yes, exactly. That's
so good. No wonder why you're on 3,000 channels.
I'm an expert in aromatherapy. What can I say? Love it.
I can tell. And I'm feeling better so far. I was semi-stressed before this conversation, and I was late. And now I might just go to sleep. No, go on.
Well, that's not what we want right now. When you're getting your massage, that'll be wonderful. Okay. And then, of course, we want to have some actual treatments. And one of the things that's really fun, so let's say one of your treatments that you're doing at home is a bubble bath, right? Well, these are exfoliating spa gloves. And so if you're doing a relaxing bath, maybe you're having a cup of herbal tea, what you can do is use your spa gloves and they exfoliate and get rid of dead skin cells. Oh. And it feels good. Like this feels, it doesn't feel like, you know, bad on your skin. It's a little rough, but it just feels like, hey, I'm getting rid of that dead skin, and almost has a massage type of feel. But the nice thing about these gloves and these booties that I have here is you can also use them, in addition to using them in the bath and shower, you can put on a moisturizer and wear them for an hour, just chill out. You can put them on overnight, but they really help to moisturize your hands and feet. So that way you're gonna not have those rough patches, and you're gonna take them off and your hands and feet are just gonna look amazing and feel really good too. They're not gonna feel so rough. So that's
I hope you can
create treatments. You can also do an at-home facial, which is really nice. You can start by exfoliating the skin, cleansing. Then just, if you're taking your shower, just get into the shower, and that steam is gonna help to open up your pores. Then you can apply moisturizer or do a homemade facial mask with like half an avocado, a little bit of aloe vera, a little bit of olive oil. Just make sure it's really well mixed. So that way it'll stay on your face. Leave it on for about 10 minutes, take it off, and it's extremely moisturizing.
She knows her stuff. You should eat a cucumber while you're doing it. You know, you can.
The cucumbers on the eyes do feel good and actually work.
Yeah.
Ice cubes if you have a little puffiness right there.
Yeah, yeah. We're talking the same language. All right, so.
But you know, you're on camera. Sometimes we don't have the chance to get in for a facial and you're a little bit tired. You've been working a lot of long hours and you don't want to have your skin be puffy and dry. So you need to do something at home.
I need to get whatever they call that, lobotomy.
Oh, you look great.
Thank you very much. I'll give you $10 later. And so it's all good. And is that it? You have, let me ask you a question. Can we get these somewhere? How do we go? How do I buy this stuff?
You know, believe it or not, most of these things you can find at your regular grocer, at your natural foods grocer, Sam Bucal. You can get everywhere, Rite Aid, Target, every major, you know, store that there is. Sprouts is a great place to get it. Also, but right now everyone's doing online. Vitacost.com is where I got these. These are from Earth Therapeutics, and you can go to Vitacost.com and find everything I have here.
Oh, yeah, that's what we need. Okay, well, this is really good. So, well, thank you very much, and I appreciate you letting me be silly-ish at moments.
And thank you.
It was a lot of fun. So let me ask you, we're also involved with actually International Day of Peace, World Peace Day, which is September 21st. And maybe we could talk about that and do maybe something all together on that. Actually, the first International Day of Peace event occurred at the Coliseum in Los Angeles back in 1984. So it's the United Nations declared day, 193 countries raised their hand. And we do a concert in Central Park and in Times Square. But this year we're going to do a remote world thing. And actually we met talking to some people in LA to do something there as well. So it'd be nice to partner and get you involved. So I'm going to reach out to your people who introduced us, and if that's okay. But I also ask everybody, what does peace mean to them? So Michelle, what is peace for you?
Well, peace for me is just really being able to connect with everyone, be our best selves, and do it in a way where everyone feels included. And I think just that's the way we can connect with each other and make the best world possible.
Love it. Ah, you're fantastic. Thank you so much. I really appreciate the opportunity to talk to you. Sorry I was a little late. And however, I can see how patient of a person you are. I'm looking forward to seeing your shows. I haven't seen them. And
well, we need to get you watching it. And I'm excited about the International Day of Peace. There we go. I'm all set.
Okay. All righty. You take care.
Nice to meet you. Thank you so much.
Okay. Bye-bye. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Thank you.